have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music, KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to Shabbat Saturday with your host, amen, Apostle Dawn, also known as P.D. Westbrook. We thank you so much for being here on today. We want to say thank you, Lord, and hallelujah, Jesus. Because of who he is, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So nobody can tell you that you cannot, amen. Hallelujah. Losing is not in our DNA, people. We are called to be more than conquerors. We triumph always in Christ Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we are gathered here today to worship our Father, to Shabbat him, because the Word tells us to do so, because he is worthy, because he is not only our Savior, but our Lord, and because he is worthy to receive glory and honor and power, and he has given to you and I the dominion, hallelujah, the authority and the rulership to speak and declare and say a thing, to create things supernaturally through the words that we release in the atmosphere. Because all things were created by him, people of God. They exist because he created what he pleased, and it was in his pleasure to create you and I. Psalms 118:24 says, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and we, you and I, will rejoice and be glad in it," because of that very fact that we can speak a thing and declare it. Hallelujah. And so it shall be established. Somebody Shabbat him on today, because he is opening doors for you and I right now. As we make these declarations in the atmosphere, I believe by the power, hallelujah, of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God that he is opening doors now in the name of Jesus. So I come here every Saturday to Shabbat him, because his word tells me that I will bless the Lord at all times. Yes, yes, yes. Give him a shout. Give him a praise. Give him a clap. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. So we bless him on today. We thank him on today. I've been saying of late, I am full of not just thanksgiving, but thanks living. Hear me, thanks living. Glory to God. My breath is not mine, it is his. When I opened my mouth the first thing and I took that breath, amen, and I said, "Welcome, Holy Spirit. Have your way today in my life and everything that I set my hands to." I pray that somebody is getting pushed, that someone is getting excited, that someone is thinking of changing their mindset. Amen. Because you and I, we are blessed, people of God. The devil is a lie. You are blessed. You have been redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God, I'm going in a whole different direction today, but hallelujah. We are creating and stirring up an atmosphere, piercing the stratosphere, hallelujah, reaching the hemisphere of heaven, that the Spirit of the Lord will show up and show us his glory on today. Our words have the power to create an atmosphere right now where you are. Amen. And I guarantee you, he will show up. This is the point of this broadcast. We hope to inspire you, provoke you, move you out of that place of complacency and doldrums, amen, and depression and oppression. The devil is a liar. We want to ignite you and move you in the realm of his glory. But in order to do that, you're going to have relationship. You're going to have the ability to communicate with him. Amen. And he knows those who are his. Amen. If you are blood washed and you know the name of Jesus and you know that you're called by his name, that he is indeed, he knew you when you were in your mother's womb before time. Amen. He knows who you are. He knows the very hairs on your head. And so we shabak him. We believe that there is a great shaking in the heavenly realms in the name of Jesus. Do you recall what happened in Acts chapter 16? Do not tell me that my God is able to change the natural elements. Amen. He's able to change every element in this universe and the universe beyond. Amen. The word says that Paul and Silas, sitting in a dark, hallelujah, jail or dungeon, if you would have it. Amen. Smelly, messy, amen. Oh, my God, today, of course, there were no toilet facilities, but I digress. But the quality of the air was probably detestable. You have people that have been there caged, maybe for months, for years, maybe even court, hallelujah, in the cell down the way. I don't know, but I know it was not the Sheraton. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so there was probably this horrific stench as well. Get the picture? But my God, today we find these two men praising and worshiping God, giving him a Shabbat, hallelujah. And yes, the atmosphere changed to the extent that there was a great shaking in the natural realm. The jail door opened, not with the keys of the jailer, but by the Holy Ghost. So what am I saying? If you give out a Shabbat, maybe if you open your mouth and begin to release a praise, a worship, a Shabbat, you can break open the door of that cell, hallelujah, that's trying to encage you, that's trying to put you in a place of depression and oppression. Open your mouth and say something. I dare you. I dare you not to give him a Shabbat on today. Because there was suddenly a great manifestation out of their praise. And the Lord created a way of escape. Hallelujah. They did not give up or get sucked into this daunting situation. Hallelujah, that they were contending with. They didn't complain or murmur. They didn't have a pity party. Instead, they recognized their authority, their rulership, the dominion, amen, that was in the word that was released and spoken, and began to send up praise and worship and Shabbat the Lord. Acknowledge he is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Gabor, Jehovah Shammah, hallelujah. He is the God that will contend with those who are contending with you. And as a result, they were positioned for God to make a way. I said, Lord, make a boss move, B-O-S-S, a boss. Move, Holy Ghost, in my situation and bring forth deliverance and salvation, not only for them, but to the jailer and his household. I give that kind of thanks on today. And if you're listening to me, you should too. I know that my guest is here with me. Amen. Prophetess Lisa Harris, she's also going to release a word that's going to shake you to the core. Amen. And make you do something. Change your mind. Get it right if it's not right. Amen. Acknowledge the power and authority and the rulership that you have because you are a kingdom citizen. And watch the Spirit of the Lord do something supernatural on your behalf. The word says that he is our refuge. We will not fear. Though the earth give way, the nations rage, and we know that nations are raging against one another. Though kingdoms fall, the word says, be still and know that I am God. So I want to Shabbat him on today. Yes, I'm on 100, because the reality of the word, not just being a logos, but the rhema word is alive in me and should be alive in you in Jesus' name. So we rejoice on today, prophetess. Lisa Harris is with us, the prophetess that we had a couple of weeks ago, talked about the wailing women. Today she's going to come back with another word regarding the wailing women. I want you to know that you are on call. We are giving out a clarion call for you to get in position. Today, you need to be rapture ready. Not only the wailing women, the intercessors, the travailing men, amen, the mourning women, the watchmen. We need to be rapture ready, and we need to be sending out a warning. Glory to God. So, woman of God, prophetess Lisa Harris, welcome, woman of God. Are you with us?
Excited about this blessed Saturday. Amen. And I don't know about you all, but anytime. Amen. And I don't know about you all, but we should be coming to receive. Amen. The Bible says much is given, much is required. Amen. So I just want to praise God for this opportunity that he has allowed me to be here this afternoon. Amen. It's a beautiful day on the outside. Beautiful on the inside of us. The sun should be shining. The light should be shining inside of us that someone may see God in us on this afternoon. I don't know about you all. Woman God had texted me, I think, on Thursday night about speaking. And, you know, we should always be ready. Come on, somebody. See, we can't ask the Father, open the doors for us, make ways for us. And then when he does it, we got our problems saying, oh, I ain't ready. I ain't prepared. Come on, the Bible said, be you prepared. Be you ready at all times. Amen. So I just thank God what God is doing in my life in 2022. Amen. There's a new thing happening. There's a new birthing. taking place. Amen. So I'm so excited about what God is doing even in right now. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer, and then we're going to jump right into this word and see what the Father has to say, and we're going to move on. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just come before your presence right now. Father God, just want to tell the Lord, thank you for this great opportunity that you have allowed us to be here this afternoon. Father God, we just come to embrace your presence. Hallelujah. Father God, we just come to glorify, to magnify your name, God. Father God, we just come to exalt your name. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God. Lord, I thank you for your presence being here right now, God. God, you said when we call on the name of Jesus, something will begin to take place, oh God. Lord, I thank you now, Father God, that you are for Omega. Hallelujah. You are the beginning to the end. Father God, I thank you for the fresh fire. Hallelujah. I thank you for the fresh wind of glory that shall be released on this line right now, God. We thank you for the breakthrough, not just the breakthrough, but we thank you for supernatural manifestation, supernatural move of God going to take place in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to magnify. We come to glorify your name right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said when praises go up, blessings shall come down. So, Lord, I thank you right now. I ask you, Father God, right now, that you will have your way, have your way, have your way, God. That you will speak through me, God. Hallelujah. I'm just a servant. One of your chosen prophets and disciples that you have set aside. A time as this. So, Lord, whatever I say on today, you get the glory. And you get the honor. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, amen, amen, and amen. I do give honor, amen, to Apostle, amen, my sister, amen, for seeing the Spirit of God in me and seeing the God in me give me a second opportunity, amen, to bring forth the Word of God on her ministry that God has gave her to birth. So I do give honor to the Apostle, the woman of God of this ministry. God bless you, woman of God, you and your team and your covenant network international corporate outreach ministry. God speak blessing up on you in advance. Amen. Today we calling for the Wailing Women again. Hallelujah. You know, it's amazing. I was on the phone with another apostle this morning, and me and her were just talking about how God is asking the people to return back to the altar. And me and her was saying, you know, we go into different ministries. You don't see too many ministries now that has an altar that people can come around and lay before God and fall on your knees and begin to worship God. And I began to say, God, you know my desire is for the Wailing Women. Let us come together. Come on, somebody. Let us come touching and agree. Let's come and believe in the same thing. I'm believing God. When the book of Acts, when he said they was in the upper room, oh, my God, holla, I feel the power of God. I believe in God. The same thing going to happen with Son of Up. When we come together, oh, my God, and we come together and we stay in the presence of the Most High God, that we all going to get filled. My God, hallelujah. He said they were all speaking in other tongues, but guess what? He said they all got filled. I'm yet believing God on this earth realm that it's going to be a manifestation. It's going to take place. Come on, somebody. He said, if you believe, when we pray, God hear us. Come on, hallelujah. The Bible says, if I delight myself in the Lord, he shall give me my very heart desire. My desire for Wailing Women, Mourning Women, come together. Let's pray. Come on, somebody. Somebody got to make the first effort. Come on, hallelujah. What do we need? It's going to need calling on the name of Jesus. Ah, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, my fellowship. Oh, my God, what do we need? It's going to come calling on the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. If you ain't got no altar in your ministry, you need to build one. If you ain't got no altar in your home, apartment, wherever you live at, you need to have an altar so you can go in and that secret place, close the door, begin to lay before God. Come on, somebody. See, Wailing Women, somebody got to birth the Wailing Women. And once they birth the Wailing Women, God will put different women on their heart. Say, connect with Prophet Lisa. Connect with her. Connect with her. Come on, somebody. God is calling for the Wailing Women, the Mourning Women, to come together again. Come on, hallelujah. If we come together, oh, my God, one mind, one spirit. We come together, come in agreement. There will be a great, mighty move of God will take place. There will be a rushing wind, a rushing fire, a rushing Shekinah glory that will rest upon us. Hallelujah. But God said he calling for the wailing women. What's my mourning women say? And he said when he called for her, God said, you got to come quickly. Ooh, you can't be tearing. Come on, somebody. He said, calling for the waiting women to return back to the altar. And I've been looking at that word she put on the callus. I said, Lord, what did that word callus mean? So I began to do a research, Apostle, and it said increase the rate of the waiting women. Return back to God, the altar. Whatever we need is at the altar. We begin to wail before God, wailing women, mourning women before God. Come on, somebody. The wailing women, we come together. Begin to mourn together. Come on, somebody. If you give birth, I give birth, you give birth. But God says it's time for the wailing women to come together. That's power in agreement. But we got to be on one accord, unity. We got to have our mind in the right place, our heart, our spirit. We got to be in the right place. We can't be thinking. I think what apostle said is of God. You got to know what God gave an apostle. Come on, somebody. He gave it to an apostle. He going to give it to you and me. Guess what going to happen? We're going to be on one accord. There'll be a great flow. Woo, my God, I feel the power of God. There'll be a scream. My, Jehovah. There'll be a scream of prophetic, a scream of wailing women, a scream of mourning women. If we just come together, lay aside who ain't about who can pray with the power of the anointing, ain't about who can pray. It's about coming together. God is calling for the wailing women, the mourning women. He said, come together quickly. He said, whatever we're going to do in 2022, we must do it quickly. We don't have no time to be, let me think about it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. It's in the word. I'm going to take it to the word of God. When he said he called up for the mourning women, he said, tell them to come quickly. Somebody got to call for the wailing women. Somebody got to call for the mourning women. Come on, somebody. My father texted me on Thursday night. I was already prepared. She said, woman of God, if you can't do this, I'm ready. Come on, somebody. Because I don't ask God, open up doors for me, God. So when God do it for us, what are you going to do for requirements? Much fasting, much prayer, much dedication, much commitment. Come on. We got to submit ourselves to God. You want the oil on your life? You want the prophetic continue to flow? Count the cost up. What you willing to give out this morning? I thank God I'm part of the wailing women. I'm part of the mourning women. You know what? I like to pray. I like to lay before God. I get in my house, I scream, I holler, come on somebody. If God began to birth me, he began to purge me, began to wash me. All I say, wash me, oh God. You know, if this is something I'm going to shut up when I go to the word. On this week, I said, Lord, Jesus, God, you know, they are one. I decided to be rebaptized. I said, God, I'm just a burning desire to get rebaptized. I don't know why. God just keeps saying, Lisa, I need you to get rebaptized. So I said, God, I got to find somebody, God. I got to find somebody that got a baptism because I am desperate, huh? Ooh, Shabba. I'm desperate to be baptized again. Come on, somebody. You know, we're a little girl. You know, we got baptized, you know, back in the days. But now God said, Lisa, there's a re-baptism I need you to do. Because you know what? God said, I'm doing renewing, re-transition, destruction in my life. So I said, God, I just want to get baptized, God. So I got to find somebody got a baptism. Take me to the creek. Take me to the pool. I don't care. I'm desperate to get baptized. Because God said when you go down this water this time, something's getting ready to help us. Woo, my God of Zion, today I'm excited about what God is going to do. My God, my God, my God. Wailing women, mourning women, we begin to cry out for other people. But I believe, before we can birth anything, we, God, got to birth something in us, out of us, in us, through us. So he said, Mormon women begin to cry out. Ooh, pain, grief. Imagine when we're having a baby. Imagine how severe that pain is. That pain is indescribable. Sometimes we just got the mom. We can't say nothing. So it's time to push. So the Lord say he calling for these waiting women, and the morning women begin to cry out, begin to scream, begin to yell and holler until something begin to happen. The Bible said pray and push, come on somebody, until something happen. Once the water breaks, then we can start pushing. You can't push until your water breaks. See what happened with some of us right now, we kind of push, it ain't time. My. You got to be in your right place, right position. You got to know it's time to push, time to wait, inhale, exhale. See, some of us, we're trying to go ahead of them. It's step by step. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. Let's go to the word of God, Prophet Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, verse 17. Amen. Prophet Jeremiah, 9 and verse 17. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider, see right here, he asking a question. He said, consider ye and call forth the mourning women, that they may come and send forth mourning women, that they may come. And then we go on to verse 18, what did the word of the Lord say? And let them make haste. So what you're saying? When God say, wait a women, come on somebody, more than women, come forward. You don't have time to look around and say, who moving first? If I were, I don't know about you all, but I'd be busted. I don't care who in my way. Excuse me. God called for the way to women. He called for the morning women. He called for the kind of women. Right here, verse 18, what it says, and let them make haste. Take up a wailing for us that our eyes may run down with tears, our eyelids gushing out with water. For a voice waiting is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confined because we have forsaken the land. God say, come quickly. We don't have no time to sit around and think about this. Are you a wailing women? Are you a mourner, women? Come on, somebody. Have God chose you the time in a season like this that you can go in, begin to wailing on somebody else's behalf? Have God called you to go in the mourning, women? Come on, somebody. They're going to begin to pray, begin to cry out and say, I'm going to pray until you birth what God don't call you to birth. We can't tell them, don't give up. That's why we need midwife coaching us, couple other women. Baby, come on, you almost there, baby. You ain't going to give up. Come on, keep pushing. Come on, somebody. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to wipe the tears. I'm going to go ahead and purge you. I got you, no. Come on. You ain't going to quit. You got to keep pushing. Come on. He said, come on, the way the women are calling me. Come quickly. Hallelujah. How can we come quickly if we not in our proper place? We not in a position to help nobody. Oh, my God. He said he called them forth, the wailing women's calling. So what he said, where are you? Where are my wailing women's? Where are my mourning women's? Where are my mourning women? God say he looking. He's seeking. Come on, somebody. There'll be a time now. Get in your place. Stay in your place. Stay in your position. When, I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you got to face. Frustration comes, irritated, aggravation comes. It comes to get you out of your place, out of your position. Don't look at it. Oh, my God. Don't look at what you're going through. Look at what you're going to come through. Come on, somebody. Much as required. You got to go through to come out. Boy, there's no test. There's no testimony. You can't tell me how you had to wait before God. You can't tell me how you had to cry before God. If you ain't birthed nothing, come on. You got to birth your vision, birth your ministry, birth your healing, birth your deliverance. Come on. The Bible said these kind come through much fasting, much prayer, much dedication, much commitment. Much commitment. That's why you got to be careful who you connect yourself with. I don't know about you all. I ain't got no circle. My circle, friends, is very limited. Come on. I can count them on my hand. You got to be careful who you with in the season. Oh, my God. When it's time for you to birth and it's time to give your vision, your dream, your goal. You got to be careful who coaching you. Who's whispering in your ear? Who telling you to push? Who telling you to inhale? Exhale. Come on, baby. Breathe, baby. Come on, baby. It's okay. I'm right here. I'm going to coach you. It will take all night long. Guess what? You gonna give birth to this right here. You don't work too hard. You don't work through much hell. You got to go through. Now it's time for you to push. You ain't going to have no miscarriage. You ain't going to have no abort. It ain't going to be no premature. See, that's the kind of people we need in with us. You need wailing women, mourning women, pointed women going to help you get to your next dimension in the kingdom of God. Somebody need to say amen right there. Now we're talking about prolonging hit sound, expressing grief or pain. Wailing women's call. If someone's about to enter in a situation where it is unlikely they will come and alive, she will warn the people by screaming. Woo, hallelujah. That's it. Now the way that women finna, now she get ready to warn the people. What she going to do? Scream and holler. When our pain hit us, what we going to do? Holler. Help Jesus. Woo, Jesus. We can say Jesus. Screaming and hollering. Jesus, Jesus. So that says she began to scream and holler. A wailing woman, rise to. Man, she almost being known as a wailing woman. Prophet Jeremiah, verse 19 and verse 26. We're going to go to the word. The word going to back it up. Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 9. Go back to the word. See, it's good to have the word. The word is going back up what we're saying. That's why it's so important, people of God. Have your word with you. Somebody to give you something, got the word to back it up. Go back and look for your own self. Amen. Prophet Jeremiah, verse 9 and verse 19 say, amen, hallelujah. For a voice wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We greatly confound because we have forsaken the land because our dweller has cast us out. Let's go down to verse 26. Now, we're not going to do 26. We're not going to do that because that's something whole total different. We're not going to go there. Amen. But we're going to go back to Jeremiah. Okay, we're going to go to Prophet Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. Yeah, I'm going to finish up, elaborate, and I promise you I'm almost done. Amen. I don't speak long. When the Holy Ghost tell me, give me what he give y'all, I give it, and I'm going to keep it moving. Come on, somebody. Amen. You better catch it while you can catch it. Amen. Isaiah 13, verse 6 says, hide ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. So how many believe right now the Lord of God is at hand? How do we know? He said these things must happen. In the last days, men should become lovers of themselves. Amen? We live in a perilous time. Amen? Look what's going on around about us, the tornadoes and the warning, and look what's happening right now in California. All the breaking and shooting and stuff going on. Look what happened in Russia. Amen? The gas prices increased. So this is what the Lord is saying. These things come on the earth realm. You know why? Because God going to see where are the waiting women's faith is at. Where are the corny women? Where are the mourning women faith of that? It don't matter about the gas prices increasing. If we say the just shall live by faith, I don't know about you all. I don't worry about the gas prices. All I know, I need some gas in my car. Get back and forth to work. Go to ministry. Where, come on. God said he is our provider. Don't say, God, you my Jehovah Jireh. You my El Shaddai. You more than enough. But why are you crying about the gas prices? Why are you crying about the increase? When the last time you fucking said, God, I paid for them gas pumps. I declare the prices coming down. I did it. When they first began to go up, I pointed to a store right here by my house. I decree and declare the gas prices are coming down. I pay for them every day. Might be them went up or down, but I begin to decree and declare they're going to come down. God, you know your people need money to get back and forth to get. Everybody's faith is what everybody's faith is at. We are not in the same level, not in the place. So somebody's got to exercise your faith, begin to release the word in the atmosphere, in the earth realm. Then the Bible said when the word go out your mouth, precisely tell it not to do, then he said, even if I return forth, but it shall accomplish precisely. Will you send your word out? My God. Did you send it out on assignment? Did you release your word with power? Religion with a fun deal, north and of God. When you speak something, you got to know.
going to help them. Hallelujah. 2022 means double blessing. Are you in a place to receive your double blessing? Come on, somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. We're reading Isaiah 13, verse 6. Amen. I can put that in there. Hide ye, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction for the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be fainting. Every man's heart shall melt. Come on, somebody. This is the time now of the word of the Lord say. But I believe y'all. I just got crazy faith. I believe when God tells us something about a person, I believe if we intercede, if we stand in the gap for that person, and we begin to say, God, I know you said let your will be done. But God, I'm asking you, God, could you give this person a little bit more grace? Give them a little bit more mercy, God. I'm interceding. I'm standing together for them. I know, God, they do deserve the punishment. They do deserve this. Yes, they did it. Yes, they guilty. But, God, I'm asking you, God, could you have compassion on them? Could you give them another chance? Guess what? God will do it on our behalf. If we are in right standing with God, God will move for other peoples. And we ain't going to tell them all they do. They're going to make you tell them, I don't know why. I went to court. I went this. It's supposed to have helped them. But all I know, when I got there, something changed. And the Lord said, see, when you pray that prayer in secret, he said, you asked me to have mercy on them. You told me to give me grace. You told me, God, I'm going to intercede, stand up for them. God, I know they do deserve it. But, God, could you give them grace and mercy? God will do it. Come on, somebody. You know why? Because the waiting women. Ha, ha. When we begin to go in on somebody else's behalf, what did the Bible say? Whatever you may have for the apostle, I may have for Prophet Elisa. See, we got to make heaven for other people first. Come on, somebody. When we make heaven for her, I mean, somebody going to make heaven for us. We can't be selfish. It ain't about me. If I get blessed, I want everybody connected to me to be blessed. Come on, somebody. I want to share my blessing. Because the more I give, the more the Father's going to give back to me. We can't be so selfish. Oh, I got mine. Everybody's not what we at. Everybody don't know how to pray. Everybody don't know how to enter in. Everybody don't know how to do warfare. Everybody don't know how to cast down strongholds, pull down the imagination. Everybody don't know how to pray against the war, the enemy, the spirit of the demonic. Everybody's not there. Everybody's not equipped for warfare. So the ones that don't know, if they were asked to say, could you teach me? Teach them what God gave up. And we don't have the ability, study. Study about warfare. Study about demon. Study about enemy and different things like that. God, teach me so I can be teach with somebody else. Come on. Much is given. Much is required. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, they will come alive. She will warn the people by screaming, a wailing woman, give rise to up. Wailing women, the sound of wailing women to hear from Zion. Thy return, we have great is our shame. We must leave our land because our houses are. How many of God tell you to leave your land and go somewhere else? How many are going to obey God? Think about that. Come on. Some of us, we say, God, if you can use anybody, use me. Okay. Guess what's going to happen? God's going to put you to a test. God's going to really see, are you, remember what you told me? You said, I'm available to you. So guess what God's going to do? He said, wait a woman, more than women, come than women. I'm going to put you to a test. Come on, somebody. Teach people how to wailing. Teach them how to mourn. Teach them how to be them corny women. Wailing women. God said he calling us. We got to come forward. Guess what? We don't have another choice. It's time for us to come on up, y'all. Come on, somebody. It's time for us to come together. Lay aside all of these distance. Put it to the side and help somebody else. Everybody's not where everybody's at. But are you willing to teach the people wherever God has gave you? Are you willing to sacrifice what God has gave you? Are you willing to say, come on, I don't know everything about wailing. But all I know, come on, maybe we're going to go into worship. We're going to enter into worship. as we enter into this worship, the Father might take it over. The Holy Spirit comes to take it over. So we begin to pray before God. We're going to call on the name of Jesus. We're going to begin to cry before the name of Jesus. So sister, brother, whatever you need God to do for you, I believe in crying. I begin in wailing. I begin in mourning. So today we're going to release everything what you're going through, and I need you to call it out. As you call it out, I'm going to be in agreement with you. I'm going to be praying with you. I'm going to be wailing with you. I'm going to be mourning with you. So that's what waiting women come to do. We come to help other women give birth. Woo, hallelujah. You got to pray and push until something happens. Come on, somebody. Even though we don't get time, we got to keep pushing. Today, the Father said, where's my waiting women? Where's my calling women at? Come on. He said, just read in the Word of God. What he said, come quickly. We should be always in a place and in a position. We should be in a whole new dimension now that we ready to go in on somebody else's behalf. I'm going to go in. And guess what? Sometimes we ain't going to tell the person that we're going to go in on their behalf. Let them see the resource. Let them see the products. Let them see the fruit. Let them see the labor as we went in and labor on behalf of this person. And watch God do it. Sometimes we ain't going to tell nobody, I'm praying for you, sister. If they speak it out of their mouth, all you do catch it. I got this, okay? Now I got it. I don't know, but sometimes I write things down when God give me things for about certain people that I won't forget what he said. Come on, somebody. He gave me a word for somebody. I write it down. I don't move till God say, now it's time to release the prophetic word. Come on, somebody. We can release the word out of season. God don't do nothing stale. God do it fresh. Come on, somebody. So today, waiting women, where are you? The Father say he calling you. My, hallelujah. Morning women, morning women. The Father say he calling us today. How many can say on this line today, I'm ready? Father, I just felt a burning in my belly. You've been telling me to get up out of bed and just go lay before you and begin to cry before you. But God, I didn't understand what you were saying. But today, now I see why you're waking me up out of my bed at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, telling me to go get on my face, get on my knee, and just wait and cry out. But you know, in your crying, there's a cleansing, there's a healing, that's a purging, that's a new birthing that God's trying to do. Come on, somebody, hallelujah. But we got to sacrifice somebody. Sacrifice fasting and prayer. I was telling God on this week, I said, Lord, remind me on Thursday. He said, Lisa, you know, you used to give me like 2 or 3 days of fasting. He said, this week, you ain't been, like, you been eating. And I had to say, oh, my God. So the Lord say, I need you to fast. I said, oh, Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit. And I said, God, you know what? I'm going to sacrifice a fast today, Thursday and Saturday. See, we got to set aside some days through the week to fast. Crucify the appetite. Crucify the desire to eat. And what you, I'm going to tell you something. What you need is going to come through your fasting and your praying. Even more, it's going to come through fasting and prayer, your obedience, your submitment, your dedication, your commitment. And it's going to come through you saying, yes, Lord. What about what I told God? Lord, I know I always fast 2 days, but God, this week I'm going to eat. No. God spoke to me and told me that Thursday morning, laying in my bed. You ain't, he said, daughter Zion. You ain't fast this week. I said, oh my God, God, I've been eating Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Eat. Know something, y'all. Can I be real? But the Holy Ghost told me. He said, you always give me 2 or 3 days of fasting. But see, if he had to remind me, I'd have ate Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You know what I'm saying? But I was so sensitive to the voice of God because I know there's something that I'm desiring. Not only for me, for my other sister, for my other brother, for the faithful ministry, for the body of Christ. So God said, I need somebody to intercede, somebody that can stand in the gap for the faithful ministry. Every time I pray, I lift up, I call out every faithful ministry. The pastor, they need to be strengthened. The apostles, the bishops, the elders, come on. We got to pray, scripture over these leaders. The tank come to who? The head first. We got to learn how to intercede. Stand in the gap. We got to learn how to block stuff. Come on, somebody. The evil not, guess what? Y'all, I'm going to block this. You ain't going to touch my pastor. official, my apostle, how are you going to block stuff when you don't spend no time in prayer? How are you going to block stuff when you ain't got no power, you ain't got no anointing, you ain't spend no time in prayer? God's speaking to us. He's talking. He said, who hear the voice of the Lord? Come on, somebody. He said, I'm crying out Zion this morning and groaning, and I'm trying to get my women to wake up. Get up out of your sleep. Get up out of that bed. Come on, rise and shine. He said, I'm calling for the wailing women, the mourning women. There's a cry in your belly that need to be released now. Ha, your mind, Debo, Shabo. There's a new birthing. God said, I'm trying to birth something new in you. But you got to get in place and position yourself. Some of us have a place, but in a position. My God. Shabba, hova, shandi, amo, shako. Hey, God, my God, I have your boss, she key, and I don't know, Shoko. When I had my baby, when I had my last baby on 9/22/2019, I had my last baby. I was at home in my kitchen over my sink. I didn't need nobody to break the water. The water broke on itself. You know why? I said, God, I've been praying the whole summer. I'm tired, God. I was on my kitchen sink. And the water broke in my kitchen sink. They out on the kitchen floor. I got in my car. I drove myself to the hospital. I was determined to push that baby out of me. I was miserable. Prayed the whole summer. And I told God, tonight, this water finna break. Anybody got to go in there and cut nothing? Untie nothing? The Holy Ghost, you finna, this water finna break. My water broke at home in my kitchen. Follow all on the floor. I got my bag, got my key, drove myself to the hospital. Everybody said, what? I said, I'm at the hospital. I already had this baby. I ain't playing. Doctors rushing there. Oh, it ain't time. I said, okay. Come back in again. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. The baby's coming. I told y'all already. Y'all better come on. I don't want no pain. I ain't take no pain medicine. No. I was desperate. Push this baby out of me. Come on. What I did, I pushed the baby out. No pain medicine, no stitches, nothing. I was determined to have this baby. I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm miserable. Sitting in the house, hot, miserable, big. Come on. But I was determined to push. I didn't need nobody to coach me. Nobody to hold my hand. Nobody to wipe my sweat. I didn't need no eye chip. All I needed was the Holy Ghost. He was in that room with me, and I thought I can never this day exactly how I did it. When I pushed this, my baby daughter out of me, I was ready. He said, push. I pushed. She came out. Y'all better come on and catch her because she finna come. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? The doctors, the nurse was out of their place. They had to run in the room quickly and get that supply. I'm already ready. You know what? I was ready. They ain't had to say push. They ain't had to say wait. They ain't had to say exhale, inhale. I know I was ready. See, that's how in that snatching in the spiritual realm also. Are you right now in a place right now to push, to give birth to your vision, your dreams, your goal, your achievement? Come on. Where is God wailing women's? Where is the corny women's? Where is the mourning women? He said, when I call for you, I need you to come quickly. Come on, somebody. Apostle asked me Thursday night, woman of God, are you ready Thursday night? I said, yes. But she thought I was saying I had something else to do. I answered the call Thursday night. But see, she didn't realize. I said, yes. I remind her. She said, oh, yeah. See, I was ready. You know what, girl? I'm in place. I'm in position. I'm ready. Whatever God give me to do for me, I'm already ready. Come on, somebody. I don't need man approval. I got God approval on my life. Come on, somebody. Man that called me, man that chose me, man didn't ordain me. God ordained me when I was in my mother womb. He know the time like this, I'm going to be doing what I'm doing right. You know what? I'm a willing vessel. I walk in humility. I stay humble. Ain't about prophet Lisa. It ain't about Lisa. It's about God. I know who I am in the kingdom of God. I have access. Come on, somebody. I have power. I have authority. I have anointing. I have faith to unlock many things because I walk by faith. Come on, somebody. I'm a faith-walking woman of God. I believe God. I trust God. And the most important thing, I'm very obedient to my God. When God said, bless somebody immediately, I'm looking. I'm waiting. Okay, I got to bless this. God says, come on, you just sow a seed. See, and when he takes the sow a seed, he going to give us the right amount to sow. We can't go back in there and change the amount. Come on, somebody. God will change the amount. He gives seed to the sower. In my closing, Holly, I just want to encourage you. Wait a moment on this line this morning. It's time now. We must come together, Wayla Women. Let's come together in agreement. He said, if one or two, that's all he's saying, if one or two touch and agree anything in the earth, then the Father say he'll be in the midst. Oh, we got to come in agreement. Corporate agreement. Supernatural agreement. Somebody got a need, we should be ready to come in agreement. And when we come in an agreement, guess what? We know it's going to happen. We ain't gonna wait on no text message, no email. We ain't gonna wait on no phone call. Oh, we do believe. The Bible says, who reports shall I believe? You believe. We believe the report of the Lord. If God said we come in agreement, my God, that stuff is going to happen. My God, hallelujah. I don't know about you all. I don't let anybody agree with me when I go through some things. I'm very careful who I select to pray for me. Come on, somebody. I have to guide my prophetic anointing because you know what? I done went through much hell to get it. I got to go through much hell to keep it. So I refuse to let anybody terminate what God has put on. I'm paying for it right now. Come on, somebody. Some things I got to go back and correct, make things right. Come on, somebody. But we can't be ashamed. I got to go back and make things right. We got to go back and correct some things that we did. Come on. The Bible said, trust in the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. All your ways are not as God. He will direct our path. Some of us, we lean to our own understanding, and that's why we don't shipwreck. That's why we off course, off place, out of position. Come on, somebody. We ain't hearing from God. You're hearing from another voice. So he said, my sheep know my voice. A scrunger day will not follow. You got to know when Jesus is speaking. When he's not speaking, a whole lot of voices is speaking to different people. That's why you got to be careful. Don't run behind the prophet. Don't be itching for a prophet, prophetic word. You are your prophet. You are your own prophetic. Come on, somebody. I've been stopped running to all these revivals and crusades and conference. If the Holy Ghost don't tell me to go, I don't go. You don't know what you're stepping on. He said, be careful what you put your feet up on. You can't go up on everybody's land. Come on, somebody. You got to be careful where we travel, where we go, where we sit. You can't eat for everybody's table. Know them by their fruits and their spirit. What fruit is they bearing? Hallelujah. We got to be extra careful in this season, y'all. I'm telling you right now. We got to be so very careful. We got to stay so focused. We got to be so anchored and rooted in the word of God for yourself. Know the word for yourself. I spoke on Thursday night, said Matthew 6:33, but seek you first the kingdom of God. Seek for the kingdom of God. You will know that God directs you to go there. He will tell you who to connect with, who to disconnect yourself with. How you going to know if you don't spend time with your Father? Apostle said it early. We got to spend time with our Father. We got to have that intimacy. We got to have that one-on-one. We got to have that intimate with him so we'll know when the Father's speaking. He said he will lead and guide us all through. How you going to let God lead and guide you when you don't spend no time with your Father? He calling. He calling for these waiting women, y'all. Let's come together. Come on, let's connect with Apostle. Amen. Come on, every Saturday. She be here at 2 p.m. our time, 3 p.m. time. We got to connect, y'all. It don't matter about what she at war meant. The Bible said there's no distance in the realm of the spirit. The same spirit, praying God, what she at, is here with us right now. We got to connect. Come on. Encourage the women of God. Push the women of God. Come on, somebody. When she's script, we got to be strong. We got to learn how to embear the infirmities of someone else. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. All I can say, hallelujah, Jesus. God chastised me. I'll just speak about some things. I got to go back and correct some things I did. Come on, somebody. See, let me tell you, when God can chastise you, and we can take chastisement, and we can say, yeah, I was wrong. Yes, this is how I should have did it. This is how I should have handled it. But guess what? Sometimes it's not too late. But you got to move quickly. When the father said, go back and straighten this out, don't be selfish. I ain't going to do it. You better do it. Great is your reward. He said, if you be willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. When God said, move, move quickly. He just said in the word. I'm calling for the cunning, wailing, mourning women, pop quickly. When the father say, move, don't look around, see who ain't moving. You better be moving. See discretion in 2022. Stay focused. Stay focused. Whatever you need from the father, fast, pray, dedicated, committed, submit yourself, obedience. That's the things right there that we're going to get. The answer, our prayer answer. By us, if we do it on four things, I just call out right there. If we do it on four or five things, I call out. Everything we need will be submitted to us. But first of all, we have to submit ourselves to God. If we married, submit ourselves to your husband. Obey your husband. Obey your wife. Submit yourself to the man of God in your life. He might not be where you at, but you still got to submit yourself to that man of God and allow God to work on him. Either allow God to work on us together. Come on, somebody. We have to admit, women of God, when we have shortcomings, when we have failed, when we have not been obedient to God, we got to confess unto God and our spouse or whoever else it is, sister, brother, we got to confess to them, listen. God told me to do something. I didn't do it. I was disobedient. But I'm coming to you again. I'm asking you, have just forgive me. You know what I'm saying? Because God told us some men and women do certain things. We got to be real. We ain't did it. You know why? We're looking at the person. Obey God. Do what God tells us to do. Amen. The blessing of the Lord will overtake us. But we got to be in a pleasant position for God to bless us. He don't bless us when you're out of your place and your position. Much is given, much is required. Apostle, I am done. I'm finished. I pray the Lord have blessed you all. When God give me what he give me, I have downloaded. Now I release the word to the people of God on this line. And Apostle, it's in your hand. God bless you. And thank you again for this opportunity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank the Lord for your obedience, woman of God. Keep your ears to the heart of the Father. And with that, I would ask everyone, please mute your mics. Amen. Please mute your mics. Praise the Lord. We are on a live broadcast. Listen, daughters, wailing women, return to where you first believed in the name of Jesus. Revelations 2:4 says, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. You are a wailing woman. You have been chosen. Hallelujah. And now you are being called to duty. Don't allow the enemy to dissuade you any further. Don't allow him to deter you from your mission and your assignment. Wailing women, as a woman of God says, get to your next dimension. The Lord hath need of thee. Your voice needs to send up a cry, a sound, a 911 emergency. Amen. God's covenant with you, he will not break. The thing that he has spoken out of his mouth concerning his wailing women, he says, consider now, call for the wailing women, send for the most skillful of them. And there is indeed a need for a voice to be heard in Zion. The sound, hallelujah, of wailing women needs to be heard from Zion. We are ruined, people of God. Our shame is great, as the word says. Look at the sign of the times. I mean, we're seeing the natural disasters. We're seeing the earthquakes. We're seeing the storms, unnatural floods. We're seeing this increase in lawlessness, as the woman of God pointed out, what's going on in California, the crime, the rapes, the strikes, the protests. Amen. We're seeing this rise, insurgence of false prophets in the church. My God, today. And calling good evil and evil good. this increase in materialism in the church, new cars, this prosperity message, oh, my God, today, the most expensive gadgets, men becoming lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, oh, my God, today, this depraved entertainment that they're calling worship.
Yes, God.
It's becoming Hollywood, Bollywood, boogie woogie, oh, my God, in the church, and they're calling it worship. And this without natural affection occurring in truth breakers, my God, false accusers of the brethren, traitors, high-minded, without self-control. These are the last days, wailing women. These are the last days. These are the perilous times. My God, today, this increase in blasphemy, this global cry for this false peace, we know the only one who is able to bring peace is Jesus, who is Shalom.
Yeah.
He's Jehovah Shalom. But listen, I can go on and on. Persecution of Christians, famine in the land. You see the signs of the times, willing women. But the word says the gospel of this kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then the end shall come. Wailing women, we are to be on our assignment of sending up a cry so that the manifestation of Matthew 24:14 will come to pass. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Get in position now. Make a sound now in the name of Jesus. You have been mandated to do so. Repentance is so gravely needed today for the lost, those who don't know Jesus, those who don't know him as their not only Savior and Lord, and even for, as the woman of God, the rebirthing, the renewing, the restoration that is going to come forth in the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes, God.
We are to watch. We are to pray. Hallelujah, so that we can escape these things. They're going to come to pass, and we are all going to be standing before the Son of Man, according to Luke 21:36. But wailing women, we are to pursue, seek the Lord while he may be found. Be aware and be strengthened. He will sustain you for the length of this journey in the name of Jesus that he's calling you to. This is the appointed time.
Yeah.
So send up a cry, daughters to wail, the generation that needs to also send up a clarion call for this repentance that the Spirit of the Lord is crying for this nation, our nation.
Yeah.
So we pray that those under the sound of our voice now and later on the rebroadcast, Father God, let them experience this urgency, this call, hallelujah, that there'll be a great manifestation. That wailing women birth, cry now for the change that is needed in the name of Jesus. Send up a clarion call in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
woman of God, prophetess, Lisa Harris, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us on today. My God, I really do commend you, and I'm honored, woman of God, for your obedience. And your submission, the word tells us, submit ye one to another. As we submit to God, we follow each other. We decree and declare. Yeah. We raise each other up. Amen. We support one another. Why? Because we have one thing in mind. Thy kingdom come.
Yes. Hallelujah.
So I thank God. I thank God for you.
Amen. Thank God for you for the opportunity. Amen.
Amen. And I want to just release this prayer real quickly, amen, that, Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you on today.
Yes, Lord.
We praise you because you're almighty, God. We honor you today, God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Be exalted. Be lifted up. Be magnified, Father God. Be glorified in this earth realm today, in this form.
Let
your glory, hallelujah, fill this space, Father God, and drive back the plans of the enemy that those under the sound of our voices, Lord God, that they may hearken unto your voice, that they may seek you ever the more, that they may desire the intimacy as when
yes,
they first believed, Father God.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
And let every plan, let every plan,
thank you,
let every plan,
yes,
let every strategy of the enemy,
thank you,
let
Jesus.
Every ism, let every schism, let every diabolical plan of the enemy
yes,
against your people, Father God, today, against this word that has been released, Lord God, against us, the speakers and the hosts and the producer, Lord God, we drive it back in the name of Jesus, and let the gates of hell not prevail over the righteous.
Amen.
Let the plans, Lord God, let the plans of the gates of hell fail, hallelujah, and come to naught in the mighty name of Jesus. And
yes,
let the
God.
Earth be filled with your glory, Lord God, in
hallelujah.
The weeks to come. Let the earth be filled with your praise in the weeks to
yes,
come,
God.
Father God, as we approach Pentecost. Thank you, Lord, for the power
yes,
of your word
God.
On
yes,
tonight.
Lord.
Father God, we thank you for your presence being in this place. Unleash
yes,
your power
yes,
on
God.
All this night, the power of your anointing, the power, the weight of your glory in the name of Jesus. We thank
yes,
you, Father God.
God,
for allowing us to be here. We are honored for this move of the Spirit
yeah,
of God
man.
In this hour. We pray,
Hallelujah.
Spirit of the living God, move
yes,
and
God.
Have your way.
In the name
push,
of Jesus.
Push the wailing women in position. Wailing women come forth and birth in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Desire a
yes,
deeper God. Intimacy. Desire a deeper intimacy. Let the Spirit
yes.
of God have his way. Hallelujah. The power is in the presence of God. Come into the presence of God. Be healed, be restored, be made new. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we
God.
Pray, hallelujah, that you will have a thirst that cannot be quenched. Let there be a thirsting in your soul. And Father God, I pray that you fill their cup again till they thirst no more. Be
yes,
an empty
God.
Vessel, wailing women, so that he can fill you again and overflow in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen
thank
and
you.
Amen. I
amen.
Want to say thank you again to everyone that is with us in the audience, those who will be listening to the rebroadcast. Thank you, Apostle. Oh, I just elevated you, woman of God. Lisa Harris.
Praise
hallelujah.
God.
Thank you for your obedience. Thank you again, everyone, for stopping by for another Shabbat Saturday. I thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim and Elation Radio family, iHeart Spricker, you too, for this platform. God's people, we pray the Lord will continue to bless you. Oh, let him use you in this hour in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and everyone,
yes.
please come back next Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for another Shabbat Saturday at this great station, Elation Radio, and Prophetess Lisa Harris.
Amen.
Just
praise
one
God.
Footnote. Woman of God, is there anything, new information or an event that's coming up that you want to share with the people of God before I ask our producer to please close us out? Would you please give them that information real quickly?
Oh, man, well, praise the Lord. I just want to say I have a women's conference coming up in June. Amen. Well, matter of fact, May the 10th, I will be doing a women's conference speaking here at Clarity Inn in Blountstown, Florida. I have a women's conference in June the 24th, 25th. The Lord gave me, and the theme is, will I be made whole? So God has given me news scratches to do concerning my ministry, and she's scratching me and Lord of my territory and my boys. I just thank God what God is doing, and God get the glory and honor. I'm just staying humble, walking the spirit of humility, and just want to be obedient unto God. That's all I want to do, obey him, hear his voice, and I move when he say move. So I thank you again for this opportunity, Apostle. God bless you and your ministry.
Amen. And people of God, if you need more information, amen, regarding the conference, it's likely going to be posted on the Woman of God's website, or just
yes.
DM her, since she will provide you the details
amen.
Of
yes,
that event
definite.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Yes, definitely. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Well, Dr. Kimmy Kim, we bless the Lord for you.
thank you again for Shabbat Saturday, this platform on the Elation Radio Station. Amen. Please close us out. Shalom, everyone.
If I broke some hearts, I didn't mean that too. I believe the men and know something I have to come to terms with. I don't know who I am anymore.
To the end.